Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. And today's date is Thursday, June 26th. I mean, June 24th. That's my anniversary. That's why it's on my mind. And this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book, and we are in the chapter How It Works on page 66, reading paragraph 4, which begins with, "This was our course." Today's readers are Audrey M.P., Pam M., Leslie M., Brandy M., and Mary B. is going to greet our newcomers at the end of the meeting, and Leslie M. will close us out with some important announcements. And the reference number for the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for yesterday, Wednesday, June 23rd, is 17208. That's 17,208. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 17217. That is 17,217 for this morning's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, June 24th. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating and food behaviors can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Audrey M.P. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Team Thursday. This is Audrey M.P. I'm calling from Southern California, and I'm a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. These are the 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves, oh my goodness, could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you so much, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Audrey M.P. And we have a need for me to read the 12 traditions today. So 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself through our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA, as such, not never be organized, but we may create service boards and committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, and then we stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we do ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Excuse me, using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are in the chapter How It Works on page 64, reading paragraph 1, which I will ask Leslie M. to read for us.
Thank you, Elaine B., for your service. I am Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. And I'm actually reading on page 66, that last paragraph. Is that correct? This was our course?
Yes, this is our course. Thank you. I might have said it wrong.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Please go ahead.
Not a problem. Just wanted to make sure. This was our course. We realized that the people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick. Though we did not like their symptoms and the ways these disturbed us, they, like ourselves, were sick too. We asked God to help us show them the same tolerance, pity, and patience that we would cheerfully grant a sick friend. When a person offended, we said to ourselves, "This is a sick man. How can I be helpful to him? God, save me from being angry. Thy will be done." This paragraph is so full of stuff that I use on a daily basis. The first one is, it says, we realize that the people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick. So it puts me on the same plane as all the other human beings in the world. I've come through what I've come through, and I have a spiritual sickness, and perhaps they do too. And in this next sentence, it reminds me that they, like ourselves, were sick too. And that's something that I have to remember, that I'm no different. And it doesn't matter whether they're in a program or not in a program. And in fact, I'm the one with the program, so I know I'm the one that at this point needs to behave differently and be using my program on a daily basis. And when I, it says, we ask God to help them show them the same tolerance, pity, and patience we would cheerfully grant a sick friend. And along the way, I realized that, I have this one good friend, and I've known her for more than 30 years. And when I am asking myself, how should I really treat this person, I say, and how would I treat this friend of mine? If I were in the same position with her, what would I do? You know, that gives me a concrete example of something that I can do to help another person. And the way it closes out, thy will be done. That is something that I say on one of the things that I meditate on in the morning. I played a round of golf yesterday, and before I take each shot, that's what I say, thy will be done. Because I know that I'm not even in charge of that. You know, I'm not really in charge. I'm not in charge of anything. And I'm grateful to have learned that, you know, that there is a God and I'm not it. And that I have to just look at other people, you know, that they have the same problems, struggles, and challenges that I have. Oh, not maybe the exact same ones, but we all have challenges and struggles. And everyone is dealing with them to the best of their ability. And, you know, and I'm grateful to along the way to have learned these things. And certainly in step four, you know, when I finally started to look at my part, which it talks about in the previous paragraph, when I looked at it from a different angle. And I'm grateful to have done that. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leslie M. So we value everybody's experience. We do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday and you'd like to comment on page 66, paragraph 4, this was our course, please press star 1 to unmute and let me know.
Tova E.
This is Wendy W. I'd like to share, if I may.
Tova E.
Tracy W.
Wendy W.
Stephanie N.
John M.
Okay.
Sonny B.
Dawn M.
Dawn M.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yvonne T.
C.
Stephanie O. C.
Okay. I think. Let me tell you who I've got. I'm sure I missed some people, but we'll catch on the next lineup. I've got Tova W. You can correct me if I have your initials wrong. Wendy W., Stephanie M., Shawnee B., Dawn M., and Yvonne C. So thank you all. That's a great lineup. And we'll start with Tova W., and then we'll have Wendy W.
Hi. It's Tova E.
Thank you, Tova E. Please go ahead.
From Illinois. Thanks, everybody, for your patience. I've been sharing a lot over the past couple of months since I've joined, and my joining OA has coincided with a really rough time in our lives. My husband's been suffering from a really serious depression, and he's been in the hospital. He's having treatment. It's really been difficult, and I was great with my abstinence at the beginning, and the past, you know, 2 weeks since he's been in and out of the hospital have been really hard. So I'm trying to just get back on the horse and do what my sponsor says, but it's kind of scary. I hope I can do it. And this paragraph, like so many of them, are just perfect for me because that's my struggle, is showing patience with my husband and not being resentful that he's sick and trying to be helpful, even though it's super frustrating. Depression is super frustrating. But it is an illness like any other illness. And, you know, the step four, I've been working on it for a couple of weeks now. I wish I could go faster through the steps, but it is what it is. And, you know, a lot of time is taken up with calling doctors and helping him. So I feel like there's less time to prepare my food, which is a challenge. But I can't use him as an excuse. I have to do my part. And I'm really grateful for the fellowship and friendship on the meeting, people calling me, and me being able to call and reach out to people when I need help. And I just hope that I can continue to learn the program and to learn to try to serve others and to not be angry, to accept the situation and to ask my higher power, who I call God, for help to let me try to live through this difficult circumstance one day at a time. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Tova. You're in the right place. Thank you very much. Okay. Wendy W., you are up next, followed by Stephanie M. Star 1 to unmute, Wendy.
Wendy W. Star one to unmute. Wendy, we're not hearing you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Oh, but thank you. All right. Yeah, I was having trouble there unmuting. Wendy W., gratefully recovering in Oregon. I used to, this paragraph used to give me, such struggles. I thought my anger was protecting me. I grew up with somebody who had an illness I now believe was borderline personality disorder. I thought my my anger gave me distance. It gave me boundaries. It terrified me to think about giving up my anger. Now I have a daughter who has borderline personality disorder, and there are no boundaries with that disorder. And it's my resentment can lead to guilt and can lead to shame, and to it used to lead to a distress that I absolutely could not tolerate, which then led to eating to very temporarily reduce that horrible feeling, and also led to efforts to control others or completely cut off the relationship. But as I'm going through the steps again, I'm realizing the great gift in looking at my part and how I can change me. And that it seems so clear when somebody is mentally ill to be able to say, this is a sick man, how can I be helpful? But the God save me from being angry part can be more of a challenge until I begin to realize that this is a chance for me to be on my own soul's journey. I can set boundaries as necessary, and I can let other people be on their soul's journey. And the only way I can do this is by remembering that I have tools now. I have tools that this program gives me so that when I am unsettled, when I feel the distress begin to build, when I feel any kind of resentment or fear, I can ask to be tolerant and kind. I can ask God to save me from being angry. I can ask for God's will to be done in all of our lives. I don't have to assert mine. Sometimes it's really hard for me to do that, but there's a chance now. And I feel more connected to my own soul, more whole than I have in my entire life, which makes this affliction of food addiction and compulsive eating one of the greatest gifts of my life now. So I'm really grateful for this paragraph, especially this morning. And thanks, and I'll pass. I appreciate the chance to share and so appreciate the meeting.
Thank you so much, Wendy W. Stephanie M., you are up next, followed by Shawnee B.
Hi, this is Stephanie M., recovered compulsive overeater. And it's Stephanie with an F, and I'm in Los Angeles, California. And I just say the F because there are so many Stephanies. Okay, I love this paragraph, and I feel like I did a few four steps before being recovered, and a lot of them were not out of the big book, and I did not hear the sick man's prayer. And so it was really hard for me to have compassion. And I feel like this paragraph, this prayer opens the door, just like a crack for compassion. And without that, it's really hard to see my part because, you know, without it, I'm a victim. I'm a victim and I was wronged and end of story. And instead, you know, I'm opening up the door just a little bit to see like this person is spiritually sick or developing, as am I. And maybe because we're spiritually sick or developing, I also have a part. And in some cases, I don't. But in all of my adult life, I do. And I actually just had this experience this morning. I had two resentments that in my last fourth step that came up. And then, you know, they both turned into potential amends. And I was still so resentful. And I did the resentment prayer every single day at noon. I had a timer go off. I prayed it for 2 weeks. And one was to a former landlord and one was to his former sponsor. And I felt so wronged by these situations. And my sponsor, you know, it just, the compassion was there, but I was still like, but I was wrong. And I couldn't let go of that. And my sponsor had me do more writing just on my part, you know, because we followed the format. How was I selfish? How was I dishonest? But I think sometimes not telling the story for me is, you know, I can intellectualize it, but I can't get past like, but I feel harmed. And in this case, being able to write, you know, all the ways, like, what did I do? How did I get the ball rolling? Because I'd already opened the door with compassion. I could finally see all of the ways. And there were a multitude of ways in both cases in which I had a part. And I could see what was going to happen. And I went for it anyway, because I truly thought I could control the situation. I didn't have a connection with my higher power. And I thought I was running the show. And I'm just so grateful that in this program, the work never ends, and that, you know, I have an opportunity to let go of these things I'm carrying around that, you know, are so heavy, and will lead me back to the food, and with, you know, sponsor guidance, and with it like written out so clearly in the big book. And it just feels so much better to be a compassionate person than it does to be an angry one. So I think that's all I have to say. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Stephanie M. Shani B., you're up next, followed by Don M.
Elaine, was that Bonnie B. by chance?
Oh, you know what? It may have been. I thought I heard Shani, but Bonnie, if you're in that lineup, yeah, go for it, please. Thank you.
As long as I'm not taking Shani's spot. Thank you so much, Elaine B., and thank you for all the shares. Bonnie B., gratefully retired, or gratefully recovered. Oh, my word. I wish I was retired. Gratefully recovered in the state of Minnesota. Love the paragraph. Love the very first line. This was my course. This was my course. This is my course to direction. This is my course to freedom. You know, the definition for the word course is route, direction, way, path, track. And when I read the definition, I instantly thought of, you know, people that are in a race, you know, like people that are in track and they're in a race, and how they have to stay in their own lane. And if they get outside of their lane, they're disqualified. Doesn't matter how fast they are, they're disqualified. And so for this program for me is all about staying in my lane. This is what this is talking about. Have I been wronged by people? Absolutely. Have I wronged people? Absolutely. I got to stay in my lane. I didn't like their symptoms. That's column number 2 on my sheet. I didn't like how it disturbed us. That's column number 3 on my sheet. But until I'm able to get into that column number 4, my core character defects, which was, you know, stated earlier by someone, I will never be free. This is my course. I have to get to column 4 as fast as I can. I have to see my part, and then I have to pray for them, and I have to remind myself continually, hurt people hurt people. You know, I've been sick myself, and I have hurt people, and I have done amends with a broken heart. I hurt people not on purpose. I hurt them because I was hurt. But the beautiful thing about this program is that super quick, within 30 seconds of a disturbance, I instantly say, what's my part? Which makes me get back in my lane. And if I can get back inside of my lane, then God does save me from being angry, because I do get to pick up something different than what I used to pick up. I used to never be able to get out of column 1 and 2. I could identify the resentment really well, and I could identify the cause. And I could certainly identify what it affected, but I could never see how I played a part in it. So this paragraph is amazing to me. I mean, every one of them are, but this paragraph, because it tells me again, as the big book does all over the place, this is my course. If I want to stay in a spot of peace where I can be of service to other people and out of the food, which is like almost a byproduct. I mean, I came in thinking that was the greatest gift, and that's not the greatest gift. That's just a sidebar. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, but it's not the greatest gift. The greatest gift is to be free in my mind and to not hold other people captive and to cut them free and to know that God's dealing with them just as he's dealing with me, and to enjoy the process and to enjoy them where they're at and to enjoy each day. So grateful for this group, so grateful for each of you, and I will pass with that. Thank you much.
Thank you very much, Bonnie B. Dawn M., you are up next, followed by Yvonne C. Please go ahead, Dawn M.
Hi, this is Dawn M. from Connecticut. I am so grateful for this program, and I have really been living in this paragraph this week. Early in the week, I had a lot of resentment come up around finding out that my husband had decided to retire next May, which will leave me without health insurance, and that I'm going to, you know, be on my own to try and figure it out and to pay for it. And I immediately did a 10-step with my sponsor, and what was so noticeable for me was that being in that place of anger and resentment and feeling losing the feeling of peace and serenity was so noticeable to me. And I didn't want to stay in that place for anything in the world. I didn't want to lose my peace and serenity. And after I had did the 10th step and, you know, read this prayer, I did have peace and serenity return to me. And then I had another thing come up around, I had just cleaned the bathtub and I went to take a shower and there was soap scum and hair in it, and I felt angry and resentful about that. And so did a 10th step around that. And I get that it's all, you know, resentment towards my husband that kind of felt like it was starting to pile up. And there isn't a piece of me that wants to live in that place that was home for me for so long, that being in anger and resentment had been an everyday, almost all day, state of being until I worked the steps of recovery and pray this prayer and turn my will over and realize that my husband has every right to retire if he wants to. And I am a grown person, and it is my responsibility to figure out what I need to do around insurance. And I'm just really thankful. I'm so thankful that I'm so thankful for this
gentle reminder
paragraph. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Okay, Yvonne C. is up next. And after Yvonne, we'll have another lineup of people who'd like to comment on how it works, page 66, paragraph 4. This was our course. So please share with us, Yvonne C. Star 1 to unmute.
Hello, this is Yvonne C. Thank you so much for your service this morning and for all the people, the wonderful people that are sharing. I want to talk about this paragraph, which has come at a moment. I woke up this morning and received a call, and I have someone who's messing with my financial concerns in such a way that jeopardized, they lied to me and caused me to be so afraid, angry, fearful, and I was in such a snit this morning, and I would have, I'm just recently into the program again, back to the program again, and I would have picked up the food, and I thank God, as I was so angry, I did not want to call my sponsor or anything, but I did, and God bless this beautiful person that has agreed to sponsor me. She listened to my dilemma and walked me through all the steps with my personal problem. And even though I, you know, obediently went through it with her and walked through everything, I could feel my anger and my resentment constantly fighting me underneath, saying, how could this help me? This is not going to work. And I'm trying to hand it and surrender over to God. And here I'm fighting every step of the way. And I just said, I have to give in to this process. Otherwise, I just can't do what I've been doing in the past, going into the food, undoing myself, letting the emotions and the anger blur everything. But the last thing I wanted to do was be benevolent and kind toward the person who harmed me. But she walked me through the steps, gave me some wonderful, wonderful advice. And I said to myself, the part of me that was still slightly sane and not so angry and crazy, I said, just try it. And here I did. The first thing I did was call the meeting today. And here comes this paragraph. This was our course. We realized that the people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick. I can't believe that this paragraph was timed so perfectly. It was like an instant answer when I thought, I can't wait around for this. When is God going to ever help me? And could he ever help me? And I was starting to doubt all over the place. And here already, he was asking me to be, look at this other person who harmed me. The last thing in my mind I wanted is to give him any compassion. I just wanted to be angry and upset like I always was in the past and, you know, dwell on it. I mean, what a sick path. But meanwhile, here it is. I'm being asked to...
Gentle reminder.
I've been asked to forgive. So thank you, God, for this program. Thank you for the tools that it's teaching me. And I have the opportunity, if I choose and do the work, to have a new life, a better life, and stay out of the food, and also have a better life in terms with this I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yvonne C. And though we value your experience, everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page 66, paragraph 4, this was our course, and you haven't shared since Monday, please press star 1 to unmute and let me know.
Darian K.
Darian K. And Rosalind C. Deborah G.
Jordan
L. Darian K. Jordan L.
Rosie W.
Rosie W. And perhaps room for one more. I'm not positive. Okay. Well, let's go with Darian K, Rosalind C, Deborah G, Jordan L, and Rosie W. And if I messed up your initial or anything else, please just let me know when it's time, your time to share. So Darian K, please go ahead, and you'll be followed by Rosalind C.
All righty. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you great.
Yep. Okay. So this is Darian K. In the Berkshires in Massachusetts, recovered compulsive overeater. Very grateful to be on the line with all of you this morning. Just so nice to be able to not have to be driving and listening, just sitting on a nice porch with the birds and all of you. So I, you know, just had to think about my go-to reaction. Definitely is to get angry, but very passive aggressive. Like I'm not usually want to yell and scream. It's more like silent treatment or avoidance, you know, and or if I don't want to feel the anger, it's like, you know, just sleep all day or you know, avoid the person, that kind of thing. And it just feels, I mean, I distance myself, right, from people. And so that is not how God wants me to live. I am sure of that. So this paragraph reminds me that, yeah, things, people are going to disagree with me. Imagine that. And, you know, I'm not going to you know, be happy-go-lucky all the time. But when I get angry, I am riling up myself, you know what I mean? And it's a dangerous place because that gives me sort of a, you know, an awful feeling inside. And I, you know, in essence, want to find a way to squelch it or bury it. And, you know, I definitely don't want to go back to the food. I know that that's not the answer today. I'm sure of that 100%. So, yeah, I have to think of that person as a sick friend. I know I heard in another program, think of that person with a big Band-Aid on their head or hugging a porcupine. I heard that too, hug a porcupine. And, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's just as hard as doing that. But it also, there's also benefits. And even acting as if, right, acting as if this person's a sick person, you know what I mean? Just believing in the program and knowing that these words and these suggestions are here for a reason, for us to be able to live our lives free, not only from our addiction, but also free from turmoil and give us the harmony that we need to have in relationships with people, because we'll always be in relationships with people. And I know that's why I've been in program for almost 35 years. Like, just, it's been relationship after relationship after relationship with many, many people. And it always will be, unless I live on an island by myself somewhere, and then I'll probably have a relationship with a bird or something. So, you know, yeah, thank you. So I need to definitely just breathe and know that these suggestions are so important for me to use. Action. It's an action. I need to show these people the same tolerance and not just pretend. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Darian K. Rosalind G., you're up next, followed by Deborah G.
Hi, this is Rosalind C. I'm from Ohio. And I thought this paragraph was right on time for a situation that I just came through, because I wanted to react in a way that I would normally react, and that was retaliation and resentful. But because of the program, I was able to stop and go through the solution with my sponsor. And I know I need to stop from seeing things from my skewed perspective, and seeing how it affects me and how they've harmed me, and the disturbance that it's really affecting, you know, my day. It's not a good place to be in. And so the action steps that I can take because of the program has made me realize that the people who have wronged me, they're just equally as, you know, as sick as I am, but I just have a solution. And I know that solution will deliver me if I turn it over to my higher power. So because of this program today and understanding and being aware now of where to turn, it's been powerful, an experience that those disturbances no longer have to be played out and roll around in my head and cause me to react in certain ways that are not becoming of being useful for God in the way that He would want me to be. So I thank you for allowing me to share, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Rosalind C. Okay, Deborah G., you're up next, followed by Jordan L.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for being of service, chairing the meeting, and all those that have made this meeting possible, and all the beautiful shares. Thank you for 12-stepping me today. And I've experienced the power of this prayer. You know, after doing a 4-step, after doing a 10-step, and doing this prayer morning and night, and then doing my practice with my meditation and prayer and my practice of of living this way of life, it works me. all of a sudden it works me. I don't have to do anything but the action and doing the prayer and doing it from the heart. You know, I always did things robotically for some magic thing to happen. But when I really took the prayer to my heart and felt that experience of that prayer, amazing things happened. And I love this beautiful big book and these beautiful 12 steps and what it does for me and does for others so they no longer have to suffer. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. Jordan L., you are up next, followed by Rosie W. Star one to unmute. Jordan?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
Thanks for moderating this morning. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting with you guys this morning. I got to say, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into when I got abstinent on October 1st of 2017. What came up for me was like pretty quickly, pretty immediately after I finished that first set of steps, was like pure unadulterated rage. And I'm an extrovert. I don't keep that stuff to myself. I don't internalize it. Always anyway, most of the time I don't internalize it. When you internalize rage, it turns into depression, and you just don't do anything about it at all, and you slip into depression. and I have done that in the past, but when I got abstinent, what I did was I turned outwards, and I started raging out on the people around me. God, I can't believe I just said that in front of everyone. But that's what I did. Like, that's my truth, you know? and I didn't know it at the time, but this four steps, this idea of praying for the people that we're angry at, this idea of turning it around. I didn't know it at the time, but it was the start of me developing like an actual superpower, something that would dissipate what felt so real and so visceral at the time. I didn't know it. What I didn't know at the time was that I was starting to develop. This. I don't want to call it a skill, maybe an ability, to actually turn around that rage into something else. Because in my experience, it doesn't just go away. I can't will it away. I can't will away my anger. In the same way that I couldn't will away compulsive overeating. This just isn't a matter of willpower. Willpower actually makes it worse. Me trying to will it away makes it even worse. I'll wrap up here. So what happened is that that was the start of a journey where God actually takes this pain and suffering and turns it around into hope and understanding for another compulsive overeater. Like, it's actually magically transformed into something completely and totally different, where I get to be of service to someone else. So with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Jordan L. Okay, Rosie W., you are up next, and we may have time for a brief share after Rosie W. Rosie?
This is Rosie W. Compulsive. Yeah.
Rosie, you're break. breaking up a little bit. You're breaking up a little bit, just to let you know. But we can't hear you. Rosie? I think we may have lost Rosie. Are you there? Star one to unmute. Okay, I think she was having some trouble on the line, calling from UK. Rosie, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, you sound great now. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, we hear you just great. Please let us know where you're calling from, Rosie. Oh, wow. It's really breaking. It's really breaking up.
Yeah, I've had a slightly bad connection in this meeting. Yeah, I can. Thanks ever so much.
Rosie, I'm so sorry. We're not hearing you. So I'm sorry that the connection isn't working well. I'm wondering if somebody else would like to jump in and take a final share for us. Rosie, we're so sorry that this connection didn't work out well.
Hi, Sherry W. I have a brief share.
Okay, Sherry, please go ahead.
Thank you. What I try to remember with looking at other people and having tolerance, pity, and patience cheerfully towards them is that hopefully it's a two-way street and they have it for me too, because I'm definitely not perfect. And so I think it is up to me to not just forgive, but forget, and not just concern myself. And I'm just as sick as the rest of everyone out there. We have our, I feel I have my moments of what I would say normalcy, and so does everyone else. So being imperfect world, it's all okay, and I accept everyone, and hopefully people accept me and don't think that I say or do anything that's offensive, but can grant me the same grace that I grant them. And if not, I still accept it. That's all I have. Sherry W. from Nevada. Thank you for allowing me to share, and thank you for your service, Elaine B.
Oh, thank you for yours too, Sherry W. Thank you so much. We have time for a two-minute share. Anybody want to take it?
Virginia T.
It's all yours, Virginia. Please go ahead.
Okay, great. Thanks. I'm in Georgia, and I am gratefully in recovery, and I am thankful for the service of all of you who put these wonderful meetings on. One of the things that I have heard is that the happiest people are those who think that other people are doing the best they can. And since I have adopted that philosophy, it doesn't mean that they necessarily are, but if I can reframe things to say they're doing the best they can, then I don't get upset. That's something I believe for my own peace of mind and my own happiness. It necessarily doesn't affect them, but if somebody cuts me off in traffic, I can say, oh, he must have a really good reason for needing to drive that way. Or if somebody is really driving slowly, I can say, wow, this could help me not get a traffic ticket if there's an officer around the corner there. If I can believe that people are doing the best they can, I will be happier, just as I forgive people for my benefit so that I can have peace of mind. And if I can reframe other people's situations in that they are having a rough time and this is the best they can do, then I'll be happier. So with that, I pass, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Virginia T. Enjoyed the bird sharing too. Just delightful. And thank you, everybody who has shared. We're now going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Brandy M. please read a vision for
you?
Good
morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive reader. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact of for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you safe until then.